Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm To Hear More.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet. You scary.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are very, we're blessed to have two other creators of social media content. These brothers were in the forefront. They are kind of like the godfathers of the shit on some mafia. When it comes to
Cosa Nostra.
Yeah. When it comes to the sketch comedy, look no further. This is the absolute best that we have in the house again. These are longtime friends in the world of social media, long time. Please welcome back to the show, half, I want to say at this point, of Dormtainment in the building. Bye, 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 bye.
Thank you for having us.
When you said the Godfather, I just thought about us pulling up behind everybody that's doing a skit, just standing like that.
Yeah. They'd be like, I approve.
That's crazy. One of my first assignments at All Def as an intern was to just go through the inventory we already had and study the people there, and Dormtainment was one of them.
Yeah.
And I was just having a conversation about basically social media in general. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if you are a creator, specifically a black creator, there's like a very small list of people out there that you have to thank. Like, mm-hmm. There's, Batch, Kevin Edwards Jr., and there's Dormtainment. It's for Dorm show.
And Dormtainment is one of the first for me, because they were doing stuff on YouTube before YouTube is now what YouTube is.
Right.
Before YouTube was
it was just an idea.
Before they were paying niggas, and niggas was looking at YouTube like that. Like, YouTube is a new rap game, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, niggas is
Sugar Hill Gang?
Oh, nigga.
Sugar Hill Gang.
Hip to the hip. But they say
I need that more on the pioneering side. The Sugar Hill Gang, weak as hell.
When Hollywood was shitting on YouTubers.
Yeah. Now they're going to the YouTubers.
Man. Shout out to Ali Sadiq. He released his YouTube, his comedy special. Effect on YouTube, because the deal kind of fell through. And right now, I think he released it 2 months ago, but it's sitting at like 4.7 million
Let's
views.
Go.
It's in the hands of the creator. Like, even, Andrew Schultz, I think he was going back and forth with a deal, and then that didn't happen. He was like, you know what, I'm just going to make my website, put it up. I mean, he got the fan base. I mean, his fan base is huge. So
for sure.
He's like, do it yourself.
Louis C.K.
Yep.
Blackballed and still doing shit in his little corner, still making crazy money selling out arenas.
Speaking of Louis C.K., we in Amsterdam. I'm waiting on Rome to get back. He went and took a shower.
Yeah, flex.
Taking a shower.
Flex.
In where?
In the lounge in the airport.
So, flex. In the airport.
Yeah, in the airport.
Okay.
I'm not as bougie.
I was like, a shower is a flex?
I was talking about the airport. I'm talking about the Amsterdam.
This nigga took a bath.
Flexing on him.
So we in there.
Clean ass nigga, lame ass.
I go secure a spot for us to sit down. So I'm sitting there on my laptop. He come back. He say, "Look up." I look up. Louis C.K. looking at me in my eyes.
It was so random.
We both looking at each other. He like
standing in front of you or far away?
Yeah, like, no, right in front of me. Looking at me, I'm looking at him. It's almost like he's saying, "You recognize me?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And then he just walk off.
That's another thing that social media has done.
Random shit.
It has normalized seeing famous people to a certain degree, because
you
can see so many regular people, like, and you find out who is a fan of you. You never know prior to, like, if you just selling DVDs and shit back in the day, you never know who your DVD might come across the hands of. But now, like, you can go to your follower. Like, I found Nikki actually told me that Steph Curry follows me, and I know nothing about sports ball.
About sports ball?
Sports ball.
I can tell by the way you said sports ball.
That's my wife. That's my wife. She rub off on me. She say sports ball.
Sports ball.
That was the name of the first sport ever made.
Sports ball.
Yeah, sports ball.
They said, sports ball.
Sports ball.
Whoever lost got killed.
Oh, yeah.
If we lost, you got killed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you seen Apocalypto?
You remember Apocalypto? And not a regular death. They threw you in the lion's den. They just
no one has a losing streak. Everybody that's alive is undefeated. You're always going against the best of the best.
You definitely have to recruit every year then. That's the case.
Sports ball.
It's like, nah, I don't want to play sports ball, bro. I heard what happened last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't
want
to do that.
Nah, you don't want
that ball. Sports ball. Crazy.
God damn.
You probably be in a slam ball, though. You remember slam ball?
Oh, that was great.
Lane Duncan. They bringing it back.
That whole...
It's not exciting for you no
more. That whole channel was ahead of its time.
Well, slam ball was that the one on
the trampoline. Right? My ass. Super dangerous.
I would just sink in. I would just jump off.
But would that work now? Is that too gimmicky now? Because that was in the era of like XFL. Remember XFL? And they were
And
Who Hates Me? Wasn't that a player on there?
Who Hates Me? Oh, yeah. The dude's name was Who Hates Me. Yeah,
because you could make up your own name.
It's too gimmicky right now.
They had Instagram ads on the back of their name. Who Hates Me is an Instagram ad.
Or at, yeah. For sure.
He was trolling.
That just seems like a regular old YouTube channel now.
Yeah, well,
slam ball.
Yeah, slam ball.
It's like on cable. It was like what? It's
everything
like
gonna come back. I swear.
No,
I promise you, in the next 5 years, Pog gonna come back, and he's gonna be having Pogs again.
I never played.
They became Hot Wheels.
My brother had the hardest. He had a scorpion in one.
A scorpion.
I remember that one. It wasn't real though, right? It was like a.
It looked real to me. I was a kid. I was stupid.
Why would you say it's not real if you're six?
That's real.
I think the wildest sport game thing we ever did was with that Field Day channel.
Oh,
we had to do aerial view paintball.
Yep.
Well, VR. We had VR goggles.
That was
on.
They had like a balloon
from
up top.
Oh, hell no.
So moving forward,
it was like Grand Theft Auto, old school. That shit was. I was like, I don't know how.
them dots for bullets.
That's
the crazy thing.
Pretty
is
cool.
Like I'm too sober to do something like that. But if I get too drunk, I can't do it either. So just gotta find that sweet.
Little spot.
So yeah. Athletics is just out for you.
I play tennis.
Oh, you did say that.
I play tennis in middle school.
Fuck you, Pat.
Hey, let me tell you something. You put Pat in the room with no piano.
There's a lot of running.
No speaker, so he can't play his music. This nigga will die. You understand me?
I'm just saying, tennis is basically suicides with a racket in your hand.
You out your goddamn mind.
Hey, tennis tough.
It's about technique.
Tennis is fun, though.
It's about technique.
What's your noise?
Huh?
Okay. No, that's solid. Yeah, he played tennis. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
It's a solid.
That comes from the stern.
I'll be like, come on now. Slow down. I'm tired.
My ass is clenched every time I do it. When
I'm tired. Come on.
Stop playing. It's hot out here.
You sound like a pastor playing.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I wish I had some believers in this house tonight.
No, he sounds
like you ain't tired. Come on.
He sounds like a toy that you pull the string.
Oh, come on now.
All the cam phrases.
That's funny.
All right, before we go any further, because we will forget, man. Every show, you guys have done the show before. You know we do a different theme song every time.
Yes.
So basically, we try to just rhyme scary, like Damn Internet, You're Scary, with Mary, Harry, Dairy, Cinerary. Mm-hmm.
Cherry. Dairy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of that. So,
Trinary.
I'll kick off a beat, Pat will kick it off, and then you guys can jump in with a verse or the chorus or whatever, and then
just
I think Pat will take over. Yeah,
right,
just a freestyle. It ain't out of
their thing.
Crazy. Ain't nobody getting signed off of it. You know what I mean? We're just having fun with it. And the Scary Squad sometimes picks a genre for us. Last time I think we did trap opera, which is always a good time.
Trap opera.
That was fire. Yeah, that was great.
That's wild.
Mortuary. Yeah, why not?
That's
mortuary.
Like when we did New Jack Gospel with Kev on stage.
Yeah, that was
New Jack Gospel.
New Jack Gospel.
What's that?
It was
Room Noise.
On our show.
So we had to pick. We picked New Jack City as the genre, and then it was gospel. So we had to make a New Jack Gospel.
That
song.
That was wild.
Fire.
A lot of range in that show. We were talking about masturbating.
Yeah. And your verse went hard.
Your verse was
no pun intended, but it went hard.
It went hard. Solid.
I'm well versed in that.
Yeah. I see Chopped and Screwed twice, and then I see Black Gospel.
Ooh,
thing.
Already Chopped
and Screwed. Yeah.
Already.
Okay. All right, so we're gonna go to Chopped and Screwed
already then.
Yeah, my voice already.
He's already. Which is hilarious because when I pitch my voice down, I just sound like a regular nigga.
Wow, there he is.
Play him a little hard right there. Play him a little hard right there.
You push down, your voice sound like you're playing tennis.
All right. I'm gonna go with some Tila chopped and screwed. Sure enough, here we go.
Yeah, yeah. It's going down, down. Damn internet. You scare it.
Driving in a Lexus. Where I'm at. Driving in a Lexus. Where I'm at.
Where I'm at.
Driving in a Lexus. Where I'm at.
Where I'm at.
Driving in a Lexus. Riding scary. Texas.
Yo.
Still tipping. On them fo-fos.
Yo, yo.
Still tipping. Invading po-pos. I see them pigs.
Yo.
I see them boys.
Yo.
I'm gonna pass it around.
Yo.
Yo. Something make some noise.
Hey.
Stomach hurt. Lots of dairy. Lots of dairy. Damn internet.
Bold.
Damn, you scary.
Hey,
dead ass cemetery.
Yo, yo.
Blood on you. Your name is Carrie.
Carrie.
The weather may vary.
Hey, yo.
Eating turducken. Screaming out, fuck it.
You heard that.
About to take a trip to Nantucket.
Riding with my homie. He smell like baloney.
He smell like baloney.
Looking like an emoji.
OG.
I'm the OG.
OG.
Champing now. Can't flog now. Don't call it baloney. Calling it balog now.
Balog
now.
Cause that's the way it's spelled.
That's the way it's spelled. Listen. Yeah. I'm the man of the year. Listen to my to hear. Yeah. In my ear.
Yeah.
No wheel. I just steer.
Yo. Hey. I just steer. That's a car accident.
He got a Tesla.
Self drive.
Hey. Damn internet.
Yeah.
I'm getting tired.
Tired.
Cam in here dressed like Quagmire. We in here till 7. Hey. We chilling with some YouTube legends. Hey. Damn internet, you're so scary. I remember the night that I bust my cherry.
Whoa, wait.
Where's my V card, nigga? Hey, where's your Visa card? I stole
Pat joining on me, but I ain't bitching.
Yeah.
Not like Quagmire, like I'm going fishing. Fishing.
He killing that beat.
He in the pocket.
He in the fire.
I think he just likes it.
Oh, yeah. You know when you got the tennis ball rolled up in your shirt? That's what you're hearing right there. He in that pocket.
That pocket.
I was just waiting. I didn't know Pat was going to go. When he saw God, I was like, all right, cool. So
they
were
killing it. I was like,
it's all right.
All right, we at that. Fuck it.
I like this.
We got three verses, so that was a good ass time. Make some noise. We ain't here. Damn it, that's just scary. Another episode. We're about to kick it off right now, man.
Yeah.
You guys just got back off a fucking world tour.
Man. Well,
a personal world tour.
About July. Not too long ago.
How was that?
Man. Phenomenal.
Life changing.
Because I heard, well, I read your post that you said you always wanted to eat, was it Ghanaian food?
Ethiopian food.
In Ethiopia.
Yeah.
How was it? Was it everything you hoped and prayed for?
Yes.
What'd you eat?
Yes. Some Ethiopian food.
What's the?
There's just a lot of veggies.
I mean, some injera, but I forgot which. What
it's
did
like
I get?
Lentils.
I got the veggies.
What's the bread that you pinch?
Injera.
Injera. Ooh, that's so good.
It's so good.
The spongy, good the sponginess.
Ass
but let me tell you,
you don't need
what
no stupid
food.
Silverware.
Fuck
it makes you feel like why? Why
no,
do
wait,
we get
wait,
colonized?
Before you tell us, because don't forget that. But is injera the same as fufu? Is it just a different word? I mean, different name in every like region?
I would say it's different. It is different to me, but
okay.
I'm not as well versed in fufu as I am injera.
Okay.
Because, you know, Manuel Ethiopian, so that's the first time I had it, but it is fire. But I'll tell you what's better than the food. Them flight attendants.
Them flight attendants.
Like attendant, attendant-wise, the flight attendants
on Ethiopian Airlines. Was something special.
It was one that was thick like Meg the Stallion. I was calling her Masab the Stallion.
Wait,
I was
sex,
like,
God damn.
They are. Ethiopian women are beautiful.
They were beautiful.
They are. The Ethiopian skin by itself is just amazing.
It's just pretty faces without even trying. I don't know, it's like the eyebrows
effortless.
And the...
Yeah.
I trick off on a 5 in Ethiopia. It should be a 5. Trick off.
You know what?
You want a house?
Ethiopian 5.
Yeah, Ethiopian 5.
That should be a term. Like, you're an Ethiopian 5.
Appreciate you.
That's a 10 around the world.
Ethiopian 5.
Yeah, but then that whole trip was amazing.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Egypt? Hot.
Oh, yeah.
Just heat.
Ball sweat hot.
Just hot. And this nigga's out there in suits. I said, them the niggas I want to go to war with.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Because they don't care.
The elements don't affect them. It's like when you see, like, and I used to see, like, the Muslims selling the papers, like, the daily bread, and it's like 100 degrees outside, and they got three-piece suits on.
Suited up.
Yeah. Hustle. Never loosen up. I was like, yeah, he about that.
And they don't be sweating like that.
It's cool to get hot.
I heard that, like, they basically, like, make it glamorous, the pyramids, but around that is like crazy poverty. Like, there's a place called Garbage City.
I'm not gonna lie to you, though. Our hotel is pretty nice.
Yeah, our hotel is solid.
It was right, it was like five minutes from the pyramid. Yeah, so that area right there is still nice. Yeah. But once you get into the city,
once you get into the city, you
can start to see it. But the immediate area around that,
you went in July, so it's dumb hot.
Oh, it was ridiculous. Yeah. Like 108.9 a day, like each day.
See, that's I couldn't, it's no way in the world I could do something like
that. 80 at 8 a.m.
Yeah. It's just too hot. I don't do that heat. And thankfully, I do manscaping. So, like, I don't have to worry about, like, the sweating and everything like that. But if you guys don't do manscaping, let me tell you something. You need to get your whole life. Put the camera on your boy one time for the one time. Yeah. Let me tell you something, fellas. If you out here cutting your pubic hair with the same T-liners that you're lining up your beard with, you're playing with God.
Yeah,
okay?
Grow up.
He don't appreciate it. All right? Let me take the glass off so you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, talk to him, man.
Stop playing with God like that, okay? Mm-hmm. You now have the accessibility to all the things you need to make sure your grooming experience is elite. Long gone are the days where guys just walk around with the bush. This ain't the 70s no more.
Right.
Okay? Mm-mm. Take care of yourself, all right? Bushless. And get with this Manscaped, because this Manscaped right here will have your sack feeling so fresh, so presidential. Mm-hmm. The royal penis is clean, your highness.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
As summer comes to an end and the fall is starting to roll in, that doesn't mean you get to take off. All right? When the pumpkin spice start coming in, that means you need to double down on the freshness, You want to make sure you're clean down there. First impressions on everything. So make sure your first impression to your family jewels is one that is worth remembering, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you guys to get right now, get with this Manscaped. We got a ton of stuff. We've been rocking with Manscaped. First of all, before we even get to the device, let me talk about the draws.
Talk to him. Elite.
You got them on today? You got them?
Well, I'm not.
Come on, let's go, Pat. Let them see. Manscaped. Put the camera on Pat real quick. Manscaped.
You ain't got to pull them up that high.
You see that?
Oh, it's
the most comfortable, the most.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
got a pair too. They are comfortable.
They're comfortable. They scroll them approved.
The most comfortable, breathable, soft draws that you will own to date. You know, they are soft, man.
Yeah,
they
soft
are
draws.
They are super soft, super breathable.
Soft draws so you can get her soft walls. You know what I'm saying? Hey, come on now. Let's do it.
So listen, I want to tell you guys real quick about the Performance Package 4.0. It has everything you need to keep the sweat sweet, okay? All right? You get the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. You get the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. Let me tell you why that's important, okay? Your balls are the first thing to sweat on your body. You get out the shower, you dry off. The first thing to sweat is your balls.
Yeah.
It is. Because you put on deodorant. Deodorant is an antiperspirant, so that's going to stop the sweat from right there.
Anti what?
A perspirant.
I tried to breeze past it. You looked into your armpit and said, you put on deodorant. That stopped that from sweating.
Yeah.
But you always forget about the balls, okay?
Yeah.
So go ahead and get that crop preserver, because that keeps your balls so fresh, so crisp. And then you also get the Crop Reviver Toner. You get the Performance Boxer Brief. You saw Pat got those on right now. And you get the travel bag. So you got something to keep everything together. This Performance Package 4.0 has all of the stuff that you need, okay? And then I mentioned that the trimmer is waterproof. Because it's absolutely waterproof. You got the light on there. You can change the rays on it. You can see all the nooks and crannies while you're taking care of your
light,
business.
That light underrated.
That light underrated.
That
helps
you. Because that's the thing. Underrated. Even if you do it in the bathroom with the light on,
you still need
to the undercarriage.
Yeah.
Because the light up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Downhill.
Yeah. Down there.
Yeah, come on now.
So that light on. Come on. See,
yeah, come on.
See,
just give me the light.
I'll be using it.
Come on now.
Or you could do it in the dark.
Oh, you can do it.
You're feeling crazy.
Yeah,
because you know we've been having blackouts in LA.
That's true.
Rolling blackouts.
That shouldn't stop you from manscaping.
Because the most important thing when you power go out is shave your balls. Go ahead.
Listen, eggshells, baby. Eggshells. So listen, fellas, if you want to hop on this, or ladies, if you want to get this for your guy for his birthday, all the holidays are coming up, you can do that right now. All you have to do is go to manscaped.com and use the code DIYS. You get 20% off plus free shipping. Again, that's manscaped.com. Use the promo code DIYS and you get 20% off and free shipping worldwide. Holla at your
ball. This is insane.
While we in ad mode, I forgot to give y'all. We never come empty handed.
Come on, you know we always
shady side.
Come on, man. Gang. We always come with the shades.
Yep.
Look at Fan trying to pick around the corner and see what I'm getting.
If I knew you were here,
no,
I didn't know y'all was going to be here.
I didn't know either. She got a pair.
No, these are gonna be right here.
You like aviators and stuff, so I got you clear.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Packaging.
Packaging.
Important.
Come on,
got a lot of people.
What
a lot
I'm rocking,
people
I got you.
The packaging is important. Here's the thing. I appreciate the care that you put into it. You got the plastic bag, and then you also got the cover over the lenses.
Can't let the lens get dirty.
Come on, you got the one cover right here over the arm, because when it folds down, it could get scraped by the other arm.
You know what that means? They paying extra for that.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. I remember when they first started, they was packing these in the house. I came over the house. When that first started, Dawn Tainment Stories, mm-hmm. y'all were doing this at the house.
Oh, we still doing it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's in-house.
In-house.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't get
there. It's some plastic
that's
on there.
That's $12,000 a month.
It's still some plastic on there.
I wasn't going to say
nothing.
Okay.
You got to peel the plastic off.
It's
some plastic. The lens.
You about to say, damn, he's foggy.
Yeah. I rock with him, though. He wasn't going to trash it,
because remember, you know what I'm saying? We want to protect the lens. Now, see, when you pull it, it's on the inside. On the,
both sides.
Yep, there you go.
I feel like I'm sexy.
Okay. There you go. Uh-huh.
I was good. Like, can Cam see right now?
Yeah.
I'm finna go buy a 98 Ferrari. He's right here screaming 98
Ferrari. We got
Ferrari
them, too.
Right.
But this,
no, I'm not gonna let you see it.
For everybody listening, if you're listening to this podcast right now,
look at this.
You can get 30%
how
off.
Much?
How much?
30.
Shit!
Just for y'all.
Just for y'all.
Just for y'all.
30% if you go and put, once you go to the checkout and put in DIYS30. Damn internet, you scary.
Come on now.
30. DIYS30, you get 30% off.
Preach to the people.
Do
that's
your
just
thing,
for y'all.
Man.
That's just
so
for
go
y'all.
Get that. Go grab that. Tap in.
It's on the outside.
Yeah. The website is www.shadysideup.com. That is shadysideup.com. Make sure y'all tap in. You get 30% off with that. You know, Pat's getting it together. We like, it's real good packaging on there. Because those lenses are, you know.
I've never bought glasses that had this much care on them.
Come on now.
I didn't even know.
He threw them on and said, wait, it's a little foggy.
I like these.
But if they were just cool glasses, I would still wear them. Because most of the time I wear glasses to be cool. You don't need to be seeing like that.
For sure.
These are still showing your personality.
I have the unfortunate luck of wedding someone that looks good in everything.
You tapped in now.
That's still mine, baby. Don't get.
Yeah, she took his cucumber. They look good on her.
Look how goddamn cute she is in it.
She was a real one, though. He wasn't gonna slander
her.
He was gonna go blind the whole show.
Be like, man, these niggas.
But it was like a cool. It was like a frost, so I could see you guys. Would I drive in them? Absolutely not. But I would have worn them on like pop, you know, stuff like this. But no, these are fantastic.
Like, so y'all can say, if you listen right now, shadysideup.com. Put in the code DIYS30. You get 30% off. Have fun. We appreciate you. We love
and
you.
And we're gonna mention it again at the end of the thing, and it'll also be in the in the description too.
Let me tell you the craziest thing we did. We stayed in the middle of the Serengeti in a tent.
Yeah.
For one
Hold
night.
Hold on, wait, on purpose?
Yeah.
Why'd y'all do that?
How'd it be on
because
accident?
We gotta break the stereotype of black people being scared to experience things.
Yeah.
We had to do it.
Okay.
So how'd that come about?
Well, he had hyenas outside his tent.
Yeah, I was good.
Wild?
Yeah.
Why in the middle of
people just walk around with pets?
Yeah,
no,
so,
people walk around with wild hyenas.
But they don't leave them outside. Yeah.
I'm in my tent, and I hear, and I know that sound, because we watch a lot of animal stuff, so I heard.
Really? I would have thought a gang was nearby.
Yeah, it was a gang of hyenas. Yeah,
the worst type of gang.
Yeah, a gang of hyenas, but... they go off. You know, they're not really there. They just sniffing around because it is a tent in the middle of their land.
Right.
You know?
But you were just in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Serengeti.
Serengeti. The middle of the Serengeti, where
Serengeti Desert, right?
No, it's not really.
I've never heard of the city. Is there a city?
No.
If you go on an African safari,
it's like tree. Like it's,
you know where the cheetahs and all the.
I've never been to Africa. Actually,
you've never watched it.
You've seen the Serengeti.
I've heard of it for sure.
Okay. Well, we'll start there. We'll leave it there.
Okay. So, yeah, just explain. Paint a picture for us.
It's rocks. It literally looks like Lion King.
They based that off of Pride Rock.
Yeah,
and we basically seen Pride Rock
with a bunch of lions on there. But.
Bro, every time I hear or see Lion King, I think about how Disney swiped that.
What was his name? Like Limba?
Kimba. It was an old, like, African story. And when the author died, they basically just took it. They didn't pay for the rights.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't purchase it.
They didn't even pay for the rights?
They didn't, no.
Did the rights run out?
I guess just it was the person had died and nobody was there to like fight it.
And then they didn't even
they didn't change anything.
They didn't even do the Lion King right. So a lot of the Lion King is Swahili. right? Hmm. So Simba is lion, Rafiki is friend.
Okay.
You know, Hakuna Matata is what it is.
No
but
worries.
No worries. So like we learned so many different languages. We was like, oh, this is Lion King is basically about Tanzania where we was at. It's literally about that whole country. That's literally which is it.
Well, I that
we couldn't leave the tent. They said if you want to leave the tent, flash the flashlight, they come get you.
Now, mind you, these tents are
because of the hyenas.
Because of anything.
And these tents
there.
Are huge. This like this tent.
What
are,
you mean anything? What else was there?
I mean, lions.
We in the middle of, everything about there. Lions.
Oh, shit. Why were y'all camping then?
Because we were doing the safari.
Yeah.
And then we stayed overnight because we were doing hot air balloon in the morning.
I think it's hot air balloon.
Yeah.
So wait, you guys set up camp in the middle of a dangerous place?
It wasn't just us. Calm down.
Don't do that.
It was a group. It was a group.
It was a bunch of people on there.
No, it was a group. We got proof. It was a bunch of people.
I didn't see the whole travel post.
We did post those pictures. We got a vlog. Don't do that.
It was a bottle of champagne.
He ain't going to do that.
It was a
if you want me to take you to here, just say that.
It was champagne. It was champagne at the end. But it wasn't champagne.
Is it really?
Yeah,
they gave you champagne. But these tents are huge. These tents are like houses, like bathroom.
Really?
Everything.
It's just one person per tent? Or?
Yeah, one person per tent.
Oh, I have my own luxury tent.
Yeah. And it's military grade tent, so really nothing's gonna come in there and run up on you like that unless you provoke it.
Right. But it could be in the area, like you could go outside and see a lion.
I tell you
they
what,
was experiencing stuff. I only heard like something like digging right near my tent.
That's experiencing something,
all
Cam.
All I did was like
some tried to dig through your floor.
I said, "Hey,
hilarious!
Hey,
and then I'm in here."
Those That's are his tennis notes.
Don't make me get up. Don't make me get up. Hey, don't make me get out of bed.
But you know what? The crazy thing is, you don't experience real silence until you out in that type of silence.
Yeah.
So you hear everything. I'm talking about you hearing everything. Little small stampedes running by of zebras.
Small stampedes.
Like small. Like
if it's a stampede,
okay, small
can it
groups,
be small? Okay.
Small groups.
It's like
small groups of animals.
I'm stamping
this. That stampede would be crazy. Yeah, small groups.
Like a housewarming.
Like a housewarming. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Why you fix your chain, bro? Because I want you to be flying the whole time.
Okay, sorry about that.
After doing that, do you think you could do? Because I always feel like I could somewhat do Naked and Afraid, be out there for 21 days.
Absolutely not.
Because you don't have a tent.
Why the naked though? Why not just be out there afraid?
Because
you
when you're naked,
afraid.
When
you
you're
naked,
you feel, but you feel more vulnerable when you're naked.
Come on,
but
now.
You're already in the wild.
When I seen everything I seen out there, like we seen a cheetah chase. As soon as we got into the park, the first thing we seen, how fast they moving, then everything is like. The bush just grab you, like thorns I'm pulling when I'm walking, like, you can't do that naked.
Here's the thing, you already afraid, and then to add naked, you got your new manscape out there, and it's not going
to
be fun.
But I don't need that. If I'm watching a survival show, I don't need to see dick and balls.
You don't,
titties.
It's blur.
It's blurred.
But I'm just saying, like, that doesn't add anything
it
to
does.
Me.
It
does, because you're like, man, there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong
I
in here. There's a lot of holes
on it. In a tropical island.
Not only that, like, when you're naked, you are more hesitant to go through certain brush.
Yeah,
like so, like you got on jeans. You're like, fuck, we'll just go through here.
I want to see them go through the brush, though. I don't care if they naked.
They still do it.
Because they have no choice. Sometimes there isn't a beaten path in nature like that. So you still have to do it. You just go through the less threatening.
Would y'all watch Draws and Afraid?
Like with them underwear,
if it was lingerie,
just a nigga in his. It's because that's the same.
No,
right?
I gotta be good briefs.
These are the stuff I be watching. This is what I actually be watching. I'm in nature.
Yeah, like that. The one episode, I think I forgot where it was, but the mosquitoes. Yo,
yeah, that was
Louisiana.
That's probably one of the biggest. Bayou.
That's one of the big. Yeah,
my wife has that good blood, so like we'll be outside the same amount of time. I won't ever get bit. She'll get bit 46 times in 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's,
she got that good blood.
It might be your sodium.
She got Kool-Aid in her.
She got Kool-Aid. Yeah, they coming through. They coming.
It might be your diet. It's like don't come over here. Come over to her.
First of all,
we don't want high blood pressure.
Or if they bite me, they're gonna get it. They get all the food that we got in our world. Why would you not want to taste ribs for the first time?
They gonna bite that nigga and say 7-Eleven hot dog.
That was a low blow.
Those are the mosquitoes that drink too much and blow up. They're like Wendy's and ice cream. All what's right, this guy eating? Long,
mosquito bite.
They gonna be walking after they suckle. All
right, well,
they ain't gonna
fuck
be flying
you too, Cam. I thought we were friends. Bucket man.
is this sauce I'm tasting?
Nah, but that, even anything in the rainforest, no. None of that shit. It's too much shit in the rainforest. Too, mm-hmm. Panthers, all type of
but
shit.
But Africa, too, like the water. If I got to get water, I got to worry about crocodiles. We seen the crocodiles at the edge of the water. Like,
I went to
hippos.
Hippos,
yeah.
You saw hippos?
We seen everything.
That's my biggest fear.
We seen everything but buffalo. We seen all of the top big fives of buffalo.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I went to Catalina Island and saw like a bison tour, like buffalo bison. They're not that tight. It's so crazy, like when you're looking for something on a tour and you find them, you're like,
oh, it's like Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
I'm trying to shoot it.
I went to Alaska too, and like we had just got in our taxi and we're driving to the place where we're about to catch a ferry, and we just see two brown bears just slap boxing. And the guy, the taxi driver, was like, "Oh, there goes some bears right there." And he said it so like casual. It's like Alaska is the northeastern Australia, because they got
it's not that bad,
bro.
Though.
They got the bears.
They got slap wolves.
They got wolves. Yeah. They got the bald eagles.
Yep.
Bobcat.
Everything is there. It will kill you if you allow it to.
But Australia is like little things will kill you.
Yeah, a lot of little.
Which is my biggest fear.
Little things that are not little, like boot spiders. That's not little.
Yeah.
Bird spiders.
Alaska got ticks, and ticks can give you Lyme disease. So, I mean, the little thing still matters. I don't give a fuck what y'all say.
Yeah. Anything with brown bears is a problem. That's top bears.
I ain't fucking with it, dog.
I wanted to do that. Somebody, Ms. Joy said, to hear way too bougie for the camping overnight. Here's the thing, guys. I've been camping before. Okay. Was there an RV? Absolutely. Okay. Did
still
I have
camping.
Running water? Yep. You say what?
Still camping.
It's glamping.
It's glamping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't take anything away from us because we didn't bring it. We brought more stuff than you.
Don't be mad at me.
I have to shit in a hole and I have to make a fire with two sticks.
Don't get mad at me because you're poor.
Me, Farron, and the kid went camping one year and we got an eight or ten person tent. Mm-hmm. We put lie down, then we put the tarp down, then we built the tent. And it was like it had three different rooms. Mm-hmm. We had a hot spot, so we were watching like Netflix. We had air mattresses because I ain't sleeping on nobody's ground.
Yeah.
But we did it though. We thugged it out. You know what I'm saying?
We're at though.
We never tried it again. Like, because we did it. It's like once you accomplish a feat, you don't have to.
Yeah, you gotta do it again. That's like when I skydive.
We took showers in nature. In the cabin that was happening to be in the woods.
Outside showers is it?
Right. No. We were inside. It was his cabin.
Oh, I say outside showers.
Outside showers.
So they were. He said, "Ew, we were."
He said, "No, no, we like
yeah."
He said, "Ew, like no."
Outside showers, fine.
I tried to go real camping once. I found a campground in like the forest. And the pictures made it seem like it was all like away from everything. And when I got there, I was disappointed because it was like close to civilization and there was bathrooms and there was a market. And then once I set up, I realized how much stuff that I didn't bring. And I ended up going to that market.
That's everybody. Six times.
Yep. Yeah. And I was like, I would have been dead in the woods.
Like, no, you don't think about everything that you need. Because usually when you go out of town, like a hotel has accommodations that you need, like a pillow, an extra sheet, a throw or something like that.
Continental breakfast.
Yeah, continental breakfast, right? Yeah. But you were just in the woods, nigga. It's just you and squirrels and all predators? Yeah.
Where do they have breakfast at?
What time breakfast?
What tree?
And after watching the stuff we done watched from that YouTube channel, Mr. Ball, and he talks about all these different camp shits that happen.
Scary as hell.
I'm done with camp. Like, especially like in the Oregon Trail. Like, all them.
Oregon
anything.
Trail.
Just camping anywhere. It's just like, it's not fun because it's too much shit out there. People out there that's just been out there for years and they don't talk.
Because of a camping trip, they
be witches out there. I ain't got time for that,
bro. My thing is, it's disrespectful to all the technological advances that we've made in our world for us to just be camping without any technology.
There.
Yeah, I'm not. Why would I go backwards, bitch?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I'm a wild boy. I'm not a woods boy.
Yeah, I'm good. I ain't doing all that.
I'm with you with the hotels.
Yeah,
because camping, you got s'mores. Hotels, you got whores.
Yeah. And a creamy center on both.
So you guys had the individual house tents, and you said hyenas were at yours?
Yeah, it's not mine. They knew not come up about me.
Why? Yeah, that thing
would have ate him.
I would have been scared too. I was just trying to be tough.
So I would have been scared. Because when you see a hyena up close, you're like, oh, these shit's big.
Yeah, they big.
Yeah, these ain't regular dogs.
Which ones
size.
Did you see? Did you go out and see the ones?
I was leaving at 10.
We did three safaris.
Yeah, we seen him on the way back leaving us one of the safaris, and he was like, kind of scared over in the corner in the cut, and that shit was huge. That was a big ass.
Do they laugh or what?
It's not a laugh. It's like they make that note. They literally make.
That's the laugh that.
That's not.
No, they do the laugh that you know of.
It is
but
a laughing hyena.
They got a different.
And then there's like there's different.
The laugh is only one species.
I think it might be one species.
That's so disappointing. That's what when I found out only one species of owl goes who. I thought that was like an overall owl. Thing.
Like it's just a universal who, but
yeah,
nah.
It's like one of them do that. The rest just be like
maybe chilling. Owl. That's a scary bird too.
Owl.
So you just heard the hyenas? Did you hear anything else?
I think some rabbits were on the roof, and then I think some stuff was walking by. They say it's usually like zebras or like antelope. Like I mean,
no, giraffes,
gazelles. We seen the giraffe as soon as we got there. He was in the backyard just eating, chilling. We was like, "What's up, dog?"
They be eating slow as fuck.
I was like, "What's up, Jeffrey?"
I mean, the land.
Okay,
like, yeah.
Every giraffe I call Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
What's up, Jeffrey?
It was a rabbit on the roof.
It was they said it was something small or something rabbit or something.
You were just trying to figure out what the sound was.
Yeah, I was just trying what the sound was. Yeah. It's rabbit. Hey, it might be Jordan. I don't know, Jordan the rabbit. He might be up there. I
was asleep.
Also, when I think of a tent, I think of the little pointy top.
Oh, no. It was full like this. Like, it was like a house. Like,
oh, like a bungalow.
Yeah, it was like a bungalow.
Did y'all set it up or was it already there?
No, already there. Yeah.
Oh.
Like, people come in to the...
Oh, so it was like a... Oh, okay.
People come stay here. Yeah,
they cook dinner.
They cook dinner.
Everything.
It's a spotted hyena. It's a spotted hyena that actually does the laughing.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Those were the ones in Lion King. That's accurate.
Yeah. I just gotta play the sound.
Get up to 140 pounds.
Nah.
The spotted hyena.
I just gotta play the hyena sound because I'm telling you, it sounds exactly what it's.
What food do they serve you guys in the Serengeti?
Oh, we had fish. We had soups. We had
fish.
It was everything.
Yeah, that shit
was there. Is there bodies of water nearby?
Listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the desert.
It's not the desert,
it's
Pat.
It's not a desert.
It's closer to a jungle than a desert, right?
Yeah. Close.
Serengeti sound like a desert.
So this the tent. This inside.
He's going to show you it's just the size of the tent.
No, it's not. You got the landscape block. Yeah, no, it's but that.
Shout out to the audio only listeners.
Oh, yeah,
y'all missing out.
Make it full.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm about to play these hyena sounds when he gets done with that.
Okay. So, Bone, let me take it back. Let me take it back, Bone.
Yeah. Oh, you took it all the way back.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh no,
shit.
That's
the,
you know, oh, we'll have to show you after, because...
I thought it was a quick one.
But this the hyena sound.
Vlog.
Look,
I just zoomed to that.
This is what I heard. What? That's what I heard. Right outside my tent.
Oh, I don't like that at all. No.
So this us walking
keep
up
it going?
To it.
Can you imagine hearing that right when you're about to start jacking off?
I feel like I would save it in the desert.
Oh, yeah, mid-stroke.
That sounds like, I would be like, am I making that noise?
Am I doing that?
Oh, shit. I saw you had a little desk and everything.
That's my porch.
It's like porch, little bathroom.
That's basically my little porch.
Shower. They're not going to the tent.
You thought a porch was a desk?
Snap.
I can't wait to see this.
No, it's a little porch area.
It's a little porch area.
They're not going
like huge.
You see how deep it goes.
Oh, that looked like the medical tent.
On the porch.
Yeah, it had two beds in there, but I'm the only one in there, so I could have pushed it together.
That's them like in the zombie outbreaks. That's how they, where they be taking care of people.
Yeah,
you see the bathroom.
Oh, shit. Was the bathroom like a porta potty or like?
No, it's coming. Or you could.
Oh shit! You got a shower.
Shower.
Yeah,
solar power shower.
Yeah, solar,
this is out. This video's out.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
make sure y'all check out the vlog.
Tap into the vlog. We got a whole.
I'm about to show the toilet. The
vlog on there.
Oh, you can't use the water. You got to use always bottled water in Africa.
Oh yeah,
in Africa period.
Yeah.
Well, the parts we've been.
You got to do that in Mexico too.
Yeah.
So
there's a real toilet. That's a commode.
Yeah, that shit sound old.
Commode.
That's a commode.
And then y'all woke up right where you were hot air ballooning.
No.
Like maybe
we woke up 5 a.m. They took a like 30-minute drive. Yeah. And then
I work.
And it starts deflated, and they start the fire, and it just.
I got that too.
Yeah,
I got a reel of that.
Yeah, you're
so
on your side, and like I didn't know
the basket's on its
the
side.
The basket's on its side, and you get in like this, so you're looking up like a roller coaster. So they start shooting the air,
Damn.
And then there's a truck that helps push it.
And then when it finally goes up, it goes. I didn't even know.
Oh
how
wait,
to,
so it's not on the ground.
It's like, on the ground, but it's on its side. So
right, so it's not. It's not like just standing up.
Yeah, it's like roller coaster. Like you about to get on the roller coaster.
And a truck pulls it up.
Like a truck helps it kind of move. To
they don't show that in any. Not one Pixar movie.
Yeah,
not one Pixar movie.
It'll show a truck jump start.
We need to see all that. We want to see it from the ground up.
That's hella cool.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was dope.
Me
it
and Pat want to do a traveling show. We were thinking about getting
me
a,
too. We writing one like
we, yeah. we were getting a, the what was it the membership to Soho House so we can we can do that.
Let just show you just what just the size.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
That's just the size. So we get in like that.
That is a lot more extreme and than you would think.
It was cold, so that felt good.
Oh, it blows sideways. Pause.
Yeah, but yeah. I know some people.
Oh, that's cool
sideways,
as hell.
And then the truck coming and push.
Yeah,
yeah. I usually only do that when I got a burp. You don't want that burp to go up like, and just have to blow it to the side.
The balloon part is way bigger than I thought.
Oh, it's
too.
Huge. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's just huge.
Y'all never seen
and
a video
that was it?
Of,
that was the most peaceful shit.
The, that is the big. That's the biggest basket I've ever seen.
And look at all these people. So you know it was
all the people.
How many people were y'all with?
15?
16 guys.
All holding hands.
All my homies holding hands,
all
scared
these,
together.
All this grown-ass champagne men. At? All grown-ass men was like, Daisy do something. Like, your balls going in your pocket, nigga. What's going on, man?
At least we manscaped.
At least we manscaped. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Sheesh. That shit was amazing.
That's super dope. So how long was the actual hot air balloon ride?
Like an hour.
And then we landed by some zebras.
Landed, then pick
you
up in
do
the
you
truck
know the,
you can't
the altitude
steer.
That you were at? Like, like 15,000 feet?
You can't steer, you just going wherever?
Yeah,
he can control going up and down, you go, and then...
What if something's coming?
He said, wherever we land, you know, we'll figure
they
it out.
They follow you in the truck.
They follow
you
in the truck,
so when we land, they pick you up and they take you.
That'd be crazy. You gotta, like, trek back to wherever
you Oh, no, 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 not through there.
With the damn balloon on your back like Will Smith?
Yeah, not through there. Hell no.
That's wild. Did y'all one question I wanted because y'all be having y'all had the epic drone. Did y'all like sneak a drone out there or did you guys get a drone pilot out there?
It was a dude out there with a drone.
Dude out there with a drone.
So that was Zanzibar though.
That was in Zanzibar, yeah.
That was a whole different part.
Y'all niggas was traveling.
Yeah, we was out.
Y'all I got an epic shot. I gotta ask. Anybody get some ass though?
This wasn't that type of trip because we was in nature the whole time.
Right.
It was just us and the
So your ass would have been musty anyway.
Game nobody. The game was whack as fuck, boy. I would have been.
We was in a truck.
I mean,
the whole
you
time.
Was in Ethiopia. I mean, put the camera on me, bro. I would have been out of the country like, hey, what up? It's your boy T here. What's going on? I'm popping in the States. Also, I got this blue chew. Okay.
He's talking to a zebra.
You would have been talking to a zebra.
He's talking to a
zebra. And you would have been talking to yourself.
But this blue chew got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Okay. But in the chewable tablet.
They right next to the hot dogs at 7-Eleven.
You already know.
No, you already know.
So, fellas, listen, let me tell you about this Blue Chew. If y'all don't know, first of all, Blue Chew is one of our oldest and our most favorite sponsors, okay? Me and Pat, once we first got the first batch, we tried it. It was like, yo, did you try the Blue Chew, nigga? Did you try the Blue Chew? Because it is amazing. Imagine your penis with a cape on, okay, doing all the superhero stuff that you wish you could do. That's what Blue Chew
like
is,
like a
do-rag
right now.
Yeah, oh, man, the Blue Chew is fantastic, man. It let me tell you something. It's one of the things that actually delivers and makes good on the promise that it acts, that it says, okay? It's like I said, it has the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but it's a fraction of the cost, okay? You can take it anytime, day or night, so you're always ready when the opportunity arises. You can do everything online. You sign up online. You talk to one of the licensed physicians, and they call you. Once you approve, it comes to your house in a matter of days, okay? It doesn't get any better than this, is what I'm trying to say. Babe, would you tell them about the Blue Chew? What do you think about the Blue?
It's amazing.
She said it's amazing because she's not on the microphone. I'm telling you.
Gotcha.
Come here, real quick. Tell them. Just get on the microphone and say it's amazing.
It's amazing.
There you go. Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
It is fantastic. There's no more waiting in line at the pharmacy. There's no more waiting in the doctor's office at awkward moment than going in there and telling the doctor what's going on. I take it. I didn't need it, but I just wanted to see what the possibilities were with Blue Chew. And I'm going to tell you this. The possibilities are endless, okay? One of our oldest and one of our most favorite sponsors is Blue Chew. We swear by them.
Go
fellas, if you have not tried it, this is the perfect opportunity to try it right now because we're going to hook you up with a free month supply of Blue Chew. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. You heard right, pay $5 for shipping. So you sign up, you talk to one of the licensed physicians, and once you're approved, your Blue Chew will arrive in a matter of days. All you have to do is go to bluechew.com, use the promo code DIYS, and you receive your first month for free. Again, it's bluechew.com, use the promo code DIYS, and get your first month for free. All you have to do is pay $5. $5 for shipping. And then let us know. You know what I'm saying? Inbox is on the gram. Inbox is on here, right? Like, yo, that Blue Chew. And I'm like, I already know, my boy. I already know. I promise you won't be disappointed. Again, BlueChew.com. Use the promo code DIYS and pay $5 for shipping. And you're going to see the results that we're talking about all the time. You understand me?
I like how you slipped in there. You didn't need it. Yeah. You said, I took it. I didn't need it, though.
I think even if you don't need it, you should just go ahead and try it. Like, just see what it's talking about.
Yeah, that's how you do. Because you do it regularly. That's your control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's your control, right?
Yeah.
You try it with the blue chew. That's a variable, right?
Okay.
Now you're like, oh, shit.
I know where I can go.
But that's tough, because why would you go backwards?
Yeah.
It's tough. It's like, why would I go?
It's literally a hard decision.
Hey, pun intended.
Come on now.
Pun intended.
It's like, without a blue chew, you're like black hair Goku.
Regular
base level.
Yeah. You got you strong.
And it's like, why would I fight anybody that has black hair Goku?
I'm trying to go Super Saiyan. Yeah. I'm trying to go Super Saiyan.
Get this over with.
That's hilarious.
I was thinking about something super weird during that ad. if you were to put a cape on your penis, where would the neck be? Would you put it right under the
right
mushroom?
Right at the bottom of the shaft.
Yeah, the bottom.
That's what I was thinking. So that might be better. But the cape
will fall over your balls and you reveal it like you know.
Yeah.
Like, but you got a bull coming.
But you know, I think cape gotta go closer to the top, but you don't want to.
Because it's gotta look like it's flying.
But you know that head be sensitive, so you don't want to like tie it too tight up there.
Right,
too much
also
pressure.
The Velcro might hurt the walls of the woman.
Yeah, you don't want to do
it. It's usually like a little Velcro thing right here.
No, we need what's softer than Velcro that'll work.
You gotta have a tie one.
Like a little tie one.
This? Farron got me this. These are sunglasses for your dick. I ain't gonna let nobody hold it because
I'm about to say, where are you
gonna
hold it?
What? Then on my dick. This has been on my
dick.
Oh,
I need to. So wait, we need to do shades. We need to do shady side up.
Oh, yeah. Shades for the dick.
Shady side up.
I got a cool dick.
Shady side up.
What was the thinking behind going with the shades?
Put it on me. I mean, where we at with it?
All right. Hey, that's so
we need to do. We need to do shady side up.
Let me
tell you something. This right here.
What is that for?
It's literally.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That look kind of small.
It's literally. No, first of all.
Don't do that.
It look kind of small.
He's like, he said, first of all, it's stretched.
First of all, it's stretched.
He's like,
it has less density. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you ain't got to worry about this, Cam. This ain't never for you.
Cam, maybe that's why she got it glasses.
Okay, that's why I got glasses.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. That's cool. I'm going to go invest in one of them.
Yeah, where you
man, we got it off of Etsy.
Okay.
So it's like handmade?
No, like it's just
a white woman made it. No, that's all that's on that.
Are you looking at it? Of course. Look at it.
Listen, man. This right here is a good time in the bedroom.
What's
not,
it called,
not using it in the bedroom, but like you break, bust out the bathroom. You got these on right here.
You can do like a little character, like a little play.
What
you
would
know what
you
saying?
Even search? I want one.
I'll tell you after the
dick
show.
Dick accessory.
No. I'll tell you after the show because they ain't paying for this. They ain't paying for this.
Okay,
not what that's called. I mean, what category is
it? I'll tell you after the show.
Yeah, if you type in dick accessory.
We not promoting them for free, baby. We got Shady Side up here. If anybody's getting promotion, they getting the promotion. Shit. But that's a wide open market.
Yeah.
You put that under the gags tab and like, boom, there you go. All right.
Yeah, I put that on and just dance around. Just like, have a little show.
Gotta get
I searched dick glasses and got like cups that were shaped like dicks.
I feel like you put those on, you got to put on a song, Billie Jean, and walk around the room like, boom, boom.
Get a glow in the dark one.
Hey, man. It's a fantastic thing.
No,
it's a fantastic thing. We had a good time.
Maybe dick charms.
Hey, man, I told you I'd tell you
that's
after
enough.
The show.
Get off of there. He said maybe Nick Pat Bat Ratty. He's about to get a bow tie.
I told you I'd tell you after the show.
I want to get a whole cast. a whole cast of characters.
Get a dick mohawk.
You got everybody going.
Now, my dick is about to be like an NFT. It's about to be.
That's funny.
Here's a rare golden tuxedo dick.
That's funny.
Here's me with a fro.
Oh, that's hilarious.
With bell bottoms.
You talking about some good times?
She got to give you Ethereum before you fuck her.
I just started vacation. My wife just convinced me to start vacation like a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. There's nothing better than vacation and with people you love or enjoy spending time with your family, friends, whoever it may be. So I can't imagine how amazing this trip had to be for y'all.
Right.
For y'all to be friends for this long.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fruits of your labor be able to afford you the opportunity to go to a place that you've always wanted to go and have the food. And then go on three fucking safaris. Like, that had to just be amazing. Like, it had to be a point where it was so surreal. We're like, damn, we are doing this off of what we made, and what we made was what we wanted to do, what we love to do.
Beautiful.
It wasn't off of a regular 9-to-5. Like, what was that like? What that feeling like?
Every time we somewhere, we'd be like, yo, we in Africa.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, when we was in Greece, we in Greece right now. I bought this shirt in Greece. It was funny. I was like, I think you're so grateful.
I think the lesson in it is like, because we went to Senegal first. Senegal was our first Africa trip in December. And had we not vlogged that trip, we wouldn't have got to go on the next trip, because once we vlogged that trip, company, shout out to Yah and Talking Drums Travel, they reached out to us, and then we planned that trip together, and she took care of everything. Like, nice. She took care of, like, she pretty much planned all the safari and everything. So without us doing the work first, in Senegal, because, you know, when you're traveling, you really kind of don't feel like doing the work.
You don't want to be on vacation.
But Cam was like, you know what, I'm going to do it this time for the fans, and that led to the rest of it. So now, those were
two different trips? Two different trips.
That was in December, and then, well, December to January, and then this one was in June to July.
And they hit you up after the vlog.
It's so crazy. Yeah. Kev just posted a video, and it said, like, when you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when you do what you love, his take on it was, when you do what you love, you actually work every day of your life.
Yeah.
It's just that you love what you're doing.
So, right. Yeah.
And for you to feel that, like, we on vacation, I don't really want to do that, but you to recognize, like, yo, this is, like, we have to share this experience with our people, because there might be people who never get a chance to see Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But through your lens, they were able to experience it with you guys, and your happiness, your joy that it brought you brought them a sense of, like, secondhand joy. So the fact that you guys had the wherewithal to do that is huge, because I get it. Like, I try my best not to be on my phone when me and the wife vacation, like, because I don't ever really take time off. But as an entrepreneur, you really don't have that luxury. Like, once you become an entrepreneur, you don't have a job for over 3 years, like, you're working a 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. You don't look at weekends the same.
It's different.
Yeah, there are no weekends. It's Monday to Monday.
What's even bigger than that, I just wanted to show people that anything you can do in Europe, you can do in Africa.
Yeah.
Everybody always want to go to Europe first, and there's nothing wrong with that, but Africa got everything. Mm-hmm. You want to party? You can party in Africa.
You can still experience Europe in Africa, because they stole enough land.
Yeah, they definitely.
But I want to show black people, we need to go to Africa, man. It got everything. It's so beautiful. Like, it's life-changing. Like, every black person needs to go.
Somebody said, you ever wonder why the pyramids aren't in Europe? It's because they were too heavy to get there.
Yep, they were too heavy to steal. Absolutely. I 100% agree.
It's so much in Africa. So much land, so much culture, so much, like, food. It's just the people. Beautiful. Like, for sure.
And the kids are grown. Last 4-year-olds is walking on the side of the street going to work.
Yeah. Like, for real.
I'm like,
you better wear the pants.
Where y'all going? They tell you herding.
Hey, coach, you look, man. Yeah, man.
Watch out.
I'm going home to my family. Get out of here.
Wow, I'm crazy.
My family.
And it's not stereotypes that we hear. It's monkeys everywhere. It's not like that.
Yeah.
Just, unless you in the bush, of course. Yeah. But
did you get a chance to go to South Africa? Did you see the black sand beaches? Have you ever seen the black sand beaches?
No.
They're warm climate penguins, too. In Africa, there are warm climate penguins.
Walking around with, like, lions?
Well, they're like southern Africa. Like, they're closer to the coast. So they're closer to the coast.
What?
And it's not too far from, like, where the black sand beaches are. It's completely black sand.
Mm-hmm.
And I that's where I want to go. I think it's, like, in South Africa where all of this is, but that's what I definitely want to go to Africa. That's definitely on, not even my bucket list, that's like on my to-do list, like, within the next couple of years. Yeah. But I would love to go, like, with a group, though. So, like, if you guys are still in there traveling, move.
Always, for the rest of my life.
Hey, it was on my... I cried when I went on this trip. I checked off 3 things on my bucket list.
That's dope.
Great. So, did you cry once you realized you checked them off, or before you checked them off?
No, we got to this one part, and it was so beautiful, I just started crying. This shit is crazy, beautiful.
Damn.
It was crazy.
The Ngorongoro Crater.
Yeah.
I was like, yo.
And the what? Say it again.
Ngorongoro Crater.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Those surreal moments... Oh, such mile markers for, one, creators, and then two, like, people of color.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember when we went to London for the first time, and it was on comedy, and I was able to take my wife, my mom, my god sister, and my real sister, and it was a moment where I was like, we're here on me telling jokes.
Mm-hmm.
That shit, it hits differently because...
And that's crazy. You're not even that funny.
Most of my shit is from Laffy Taffy's.
I read back up.
My
Listen, we love him. We gotta do it.
Nah, he one of my favorites. I'm always in the house like, we gotta do it. I'll be going to roll light. So he's funny.
Let me tell you something.
Both of y'all. Both of y'all.
Funny, man. Oh, man. Dude, I'm just so blessed to be in the circle with you brothers. Somebody as creative as Pat. Let me tell you something. When you are a creator, I feel like you are a percentage creator, percentage business. I feel like I'm damn near 50-50 on my mind. Pat is one of the most creative people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anytime I get a slide this in, I'm going to tell you, this motherfucker, we were on vacation and we're listening to his music. We're with a group of people and I'm like, have y'all heard, did y'all know Pat make music? They was like, no. I put the music on there. I was like, yo, start it over. I FaceTime him because he was on his birthday vacation. I was like, nigga, we out here listening to your album. We out of the country listening to your music, right? This nigga is one of the most creative people. He's 90% creative, 10% business. I'd be like, Pat, get the goddamn...
Come on, Pat.
We have been meetings, but we changed the time for Pat, and he's just like, still late at the meeting. God damn it, Pat.
I'm cool. I'm like 15%.
one of the most creative people I've ever met.
Where I knew Pat was really creative is when I would like watch a video of his, because this only happened with people that I really respect, and I get jealous. And I'm like,
what?
Not jealous in the sense where... Damn, that's a good idea.
Nigga.
Like, damn it, that's a good
idea. That's when you know it's funny.
That's a good idea.
The mouse.
That shit was so good. I told you. Remember, I told you when you called. I was like, that's a fire.
The mouse one was good. And the Jesus one creating butterflies. When God created butterflies, he's like, and they taste it. They're going to change. They're going to change? And why don't you just call them this? He's like, well, then you wouldn't be God. then your name will be God. It was like, nigga. The way he thinks is so different from the way. It's the same way Tony Baker thinks with his comedy. Like,
yeah, same.
Tony Baker got a six-minute set. And you hear 6 minutes, you don't think long. But think about if you had to talk guacamole. 6 minutes about the difference between cats and dogs and why cats are better than dogs.
That's a long time.
Every 20, 30 seconds.
When he did our YouTube Red show, his scene was my favorite scene from that whole series. His scene, when he told Chris, get your racially ambiguous ass out of here. That shit was so funny.
He said, first off, this meeting, you got to be black. And everybody just looking around.
I saw him kill for 10 minutes about coleslaw. He didn't change the topic.
I'm
blessed to be around so many amazing and just thought-provoking and awe-inspiring entertainers, from you guys to Pat to Tony to even Kev,
yeah,
man.
Kev,
like,
man, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kev, right. They label Kev as a clean comedian, but Kev is one of the funniest people.
No, Kev is very
and Kev
funny.
Can get dark, my nigga. Like, if y'all tour with this nigga, you be like, oh, you?
He's dark.
Are you really a Christian?
This nigga is very different, bro.
Angel, and I'm just so blessed to be around you, brother. So I just
appreciate
wanted to
likewise,
make sure
man.
Every
yeah,
time
likewise.
Y'all around me and we are interviewing or I'm doing one of y'all shows, I'm going to take time out to make sure I give y'all flowers because you guys really inspired an entire generation to not only create but find a lane to provide for their families and themselves. I will always tell you one of my favorite videos is like when you sleep on the couch when your room is living room.
That was real life. That was my pain. I woke up that morning. I said, "Nah, man."
Hey, bro,
was that the time lapse where all that shit?
Yeah. I was tired of that shit.
It was one of the funniest and most real. It wasn't just funny. It was so relatable because at one point or another, even if you weren't living with somebody, you stayed on somebody's couch, like even if it was just overnight, and somebody got up earlier than you were, and you had to just deal with it because you're not in your place.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that shit was just, man, y'all fucking dope.
But all our comedy came from just real life. We just living, something happened, make a skit out of it. Mm-hmm. I was tired of these niggas coming in that living room. I'm trying to sleep. Like, I told you, it was a rule when we first moved to LA, I'm living in the living room. I'm like, after 9 p.m., nobody come out.
Right.
I need some time for myself.
Yeah, because how do you smash?
You don't. You go to their house.
You can't do nothing in their living room.
You go to their house. Literally, everything came from when I did the You Got a Condom skit, it was because I was about to hit and I ain't have one. I had to go to everybody in the house and everybody had a different reason why they ain't have one either. And I was like, I got to write this because this is ridiculous.
Man, listen,
I'm in the living room.
Put a little masking tape over the pee hole.
Hell nah.
You good.
Uh-uh. Put some masking tape?
Hell nah.
I'm doing construction. Put some mask and
just
tape.
A strip. You just cover the slit.
What if you
right?
did that when you came? It came out your butt.
You like.
don't think that's how it works.
They were walking the house with me naked with my legs crossed.
Put a little clear fingernail polish over the slit. You're fine.
That shit going back.
Nah.
But just to piggyback off of that, I feel like a lot of people don't know how important representation is too.
No, for
and
sure.
I feel like early YouTube was so white.
Mm-hmm.
It like representation, like when you're doing it as a black person, it doesn't really, you don't think about it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You don't be thinking about you being a part of the lineup of people doing that. When people are watching, they're like, oh, I look like him. I could do that. Mm-hmm. I was talking about that with Tim, because he was like one of the only Asian people
really doing skits.
He started before us.
Yeah, he started before us.
And,
mm-hmm.
and he blew up like crazy, but it was like representation that I don't even know if he knew what he was doing. So like when I was watching like you guys, even like Spoken Reasons, mm-hmm. Kevin Edwards Jr., like mm-hmm. it was only like maybe 10 of y'all?
Yeah.
Hot Damn My Rock, Jerry Levine.
Matt Dang or something? It was a very, very small class.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was very small.
It was inspired. I remember watching y'all stuff when I was in college. And like, bro, I didn't have the group of people
mm-hmm.
that thought like y'all. I'm like, yo, this could be it for us. We could do this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that. So, first of all, you guys are blessed to have found your community as early mm-hmm. as you guys
did.
Well,
we went to art school. So, you know, all of us was already creative. So, that was easy transition.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But just to have that support. Because, like, mm-hmm. there are going to be times where, you know, one video might not hit a million. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to do way less than the other one. And you might have a couple of those in a row. But to have the support when you get down, and Rome be like, nah, we got to keep going. And Rome, you get down. Cam's mm-hmm. like, nah, we got to keep going. We got to continue. Like, that community matters mm-hmm. so much.
By yourself is rough.
Yeah. Yeah. So when people be like, self-made, nigga, I started from the mama and just me. No, it's always somebody.
Right.
It was always somebody there just championing on. That's why I never call my supporters fans. I always, like, the more mob are supporters, because when no one else believed in me outside of my wife, they were there. I was so timid and so hesitant to start my own Patreon, because like mm-hmm. I'm already doing damn it, that you're scary, I'm on all mm-hmm. deaf. They don't want to hear what I personally have to say. Mm-hmm. And they was like, no, do it.
For sure. Yeah.
And they are the reason why I started my own Patreon, because I didn't think nobody really wanted to hear me. So you guys had that in-house. You had the supporters watching the videos.
College. That must have been so fun.
Oh, yeah.
But it was meant to be, though. Like, we had to do it, because the first day of school, I go into a class. There's only one seat left next to this dude named Figs. After the class, he's like, you want to meet my best friend? I said, all right, sure. I'm new to college. Come down. He sent with Rome, his best friend. And then I meet with Rome, Emmanuel there.
Talk to Figs.
No, we don't talk to anybody. Don't. Everybody introduced us. It's like they introduced us and said, all right.
That's my part of it.
So this was the first day. Him and Emmanuel together. We go back to the dorms. He's neighbors with Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Tay are roommates.
And mm-hmm. nobody knows each other.
Didn't know
point.
Each other. Mm-hmm. The next room is my room. So we all right yeah, there.
Same hallway.
Oh, wow.
Same hallway.
It really
neighbors.
Was dorm team.
Yeah, it was really, it was
where
right
there.
Where
y'all meet Mike at?
I met him sixth grade.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, y'all been fucking together.
Yeah. So you just before he didn't move yet. They still in Miami. And my, you know, Chaz, my brother, if y'all don't know. Mm-hmm. So then they came up.
Y'all have yet to come to one of our nights.
Wow.
It is the, it's just a good time.
That's dope.
Rome be going to sleep around 9. Rome, because he up at 4
me
doing
too.
Yoga.
Both.
Me
yeah,
too.
Both of them.
Yeah. So y'all got to come to at least one night.
Okay. I'm going to come because my friend told me about it.
It is such a good time.
Okay.
We don't promote on Instagram. It's really only if you know.
It's invite. Okay.
I invite only in a sense of like, that's the only way you'll find out about it. Or if I see you there, meet you and I get your stuff, I send out personal text messages. Ain't no blast or nothing like that. I invite. So when I was inviting you,
that's personal.
It was personal. Like, that's literally
real
me
name.
And my
I
wife.
Like
my wife does the same thing. We go through the list. All right, I hit this person. We are personal about it because we want to curate not just the vibe, but the people that inspire and create the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important that we get the right people there, because, like, one, we need a place where we can congregate and we can all fellowship and,
mm-hmm.
you know, share, you know, just life. Because we usually see each other in passing or at an event like this where we're doing a podcast, but, like, this is a place we can really catch up. And I would love to, like, just
when the next one?
Buy it. Not this
two
Tuesday
weeks.
Coming up, but
two
the
weeks.
Tuesday after that.
Okay.
It's always an even day to Tuesday.
Okay.
And
yeah,
it's
I'll
always
come
a
the next
theme.
Yeah.
It's always a good time. We take care of your drink. It's me, Pat, and my boy Tristan. He's up in back in Vancouver filming. Mm-hmm. But it's just a fucking vibe.
Okay, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
our old house party.
Yeah,
yes. Like, it's a good ass time, man.
Legendary parties.
We didn't even get in no goddamn stories today, folks.
That's, how,
that's a
happens.
Great. That's a good podcast, though. I always have them locked and loaded, but when what, how long has it been? An hour goes by and you haven't got to any of them. It's just like, all right, we was just vibing.
Shoot,
we got all the ads out. We good to go. We paid the bills.
I mean, we here if y'all want to do it.
Hey, man. I mean, okay. So we got dinner reservations in an hour.
In an hour. You want to get one off? You got one? You want to get off?
Yeah, we can do one. We can do
Let's
one.
Let's get one off. I'll do one that is specific.
I usually get one off, then I go to sleep.
I was about to say, that sounded a lot better.
That's why he don't make it to them parties.
Yeah, that's why I don't make it to the party. I mean, not there. I'm like, Tahir, you know I got one in me, brother. That's it.
You know what's so crazy? While Pat looks it up, it's so funny that, like, I have people that are in the Moore Mob, and they come out here, and they're like, hey, I'm in L.A. I'm like, hey, great. I got this going on, this day, and that. They're like, great. Can I meet Rome? I was like, first of all.
First off, don't ever hit me. He got an Instagram.
Listen,
he got an email.
You guys should just not do that.
Hey, Rome is the hard. I thought it was Mike. Mike is too. When Mike started dressing differently and he started like being more vocal about his DJing, the chicks went on. But people be inboxing me about you like I'm your handler. And I just want to. Like,
why do people do that?
Because he got the radio voice.
You got it.
That, and like, because I've been on this show and he been on our show.
We
so
got
to like,
talk after. Yeah, we got,
put the camera on me real quick.
We got chit chat.
I'm not Rome's handler. You want to get at Rome Green, you slide in his DMs just like everybody else, okay? It's not going to happen.
I wonder why they thought that.
I mean, because you know, we all we all friends, so they're like, oh, you know, let me.
And let me say also this, like, everybody that I talked about today, Tony, Kev, Angel, Dormtainment, some of the most humble people, they could act so differently. Pat could be an asshole for sure. Like, how creative he could, but some of the most humble people, you will never hear them bragging about it. Like, when we talk about Pat's videos, he's always like, oh, man, thank you so much. I didn't, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody that I've talked about is so humble and so grateful for the position that they're in. But I just want to let you know, you're never going to fuck off of me.
Unless you buy some of the blue shoe in the discount code.
It's never going to happen off of me. This is not going to happen.
He said, I ain't going to keep throwing pussy around. Yeah. Ain't going to happen. Stop
I'll be
that.
Like, I'll be,
but
I'll
were you a pimp back in the day?
Listen, it's neither here nor there. But even my hoes weren't mine. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like when my friends talk and they be like, oh, such and such did. Hey, don't do that. Yeah. I told y'all not to talk. Yeah. I don't like when my friends like spark up a romantic relationship because I don't want to be in the middle of no shit and I'm not playing peacekeeper.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You knew who the fuck this motherfucker was.
Yeah.
All of us on all our platforms show you who we are. So you think that you're going to get with a motherfucker and put some bomb pussy or bomb dick on them and change who they are, you out the rabbit ass mind. So don't come
so
to
stop
me.
That.
Yeah, don't come to me and be like, yeah, well, I can't believe such and such. You really? You can't? I can show you 17 episodes of my motherfucker.
What a nigga said exactly what he gonna do.
Absolutely. He did a whole skit about it.
Right. The baby, when the
they're
baby
like,
really
they
blew
never
up,
met me
they're like, oh, I can't believe the baby's still fighting. They're like, really? This nigga killed somebody at Walmart. Are you surprised by anything that he's being accused of? Anything. So you're not gonna fuck off of me, but please keep supporting all of our friends.
Yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
Pat, what you got?
Hilarious. Patrick Cloud on everything.
Are we not doing the story?
You know. You're not gonna do the
story.
I thought we signing off.
No,
he was ready to get a body.
Yeah.
All right, shoot. Blame it on the Casamigos. Mom births twins with different dads.
Yes.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yes.
I didn't even know that was possible.
She smashed two men in one night.
So she let two people nut in her in the same day.
Yes.
Night.
That's wild.
I could have been the same day.
But I'm thinking same 6-hour period.
If it could have been that.
If that ain't
that's
come up, I don't know what it is.
That's
irresponsible
for me to nut in two women in the same
Let
day.
Let me tell you something. I have never nutted in two.
Hold on.
That's just a different life.
That's reckless, because even if you have sex with two women, you could at least wear a condom for one.
Well, it wasn't the man's fault. It was the woman who had sex with two men. We're not blaming anybody, first of all.
Yeah, but that's what we're not doing.
It's the woman that was like,
I'm blaming
I'll take
the mother.
My thing is, don't bring me no tamper with pussy. If the safety seal been broken that pussy, then we definitely catch me in 2 days.
Well, I mean,
more
you
than
ain't
the safety
know.
Seal.
I mean,
you ain't
going
to know till the twins come out.
Well, I'm
and
saying,
one got
like,
freckles
like,
and one don't.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you gotta talk to them. Like, hey, I don't like tamper with pussy. If we just fucking around, we fuck around, that's cool. If we fuck around the way we fuck around, that's cool, too.
Yeah.
But don't bring me no tamper with pussy.
So
if the
what's
safety seal?
Like,
if somebody
so she
that,
got
that's
at least
with pussy.
Okay.
If you had sex with a condom on, that's cool. But
that's not tamper with.
That's tamper with.
How many days? How many days she got to wait?
I think at least a shower.
24?
At least a shower.
I would just say a shower.
Around the cloth and then...
I don't know if I want to go in raw.
If I know someone just went in raw.
But what's worse? What's worse?
Because I'm going to always go down. I'm going to eat the pussy
before I
eat.
Yeah, for sure.
No. I eat before I beat.
Yeah.
Come on. I eat before I beat. So I don't want to eat...
Not everyone should get
her and another nigga.
You eat before you beat.
Well, here's the thing. You said not everyone should get it, but I don't... Like, I've never been the type of person that fuck with somebody... who I didn't know, and they didn't know me in the sense of like what I like and what I didn't like.
I've never had a one night stand.
Claim, but
I've never had that. Like, I always had the first week of college.
I'm never yucking anybody's yum.
I'm just telling you what I like.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So for me, it's like I have to know that person, and once we know the person, we got a connection. So I like the dinner could do it. But then you also know, like, I don't do that. I don't have one. Don't snowball me.
Yeah.
Somebody said it could have been a threesome. What if it's a threesome?
If it's a threesome, then I'm going to
say that in the story.
That's the same session.
They would have said that in the story.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't.
That's true. Yeah.
And
was,
also, like, if it's a threesome and you know the guys, like, hey, nigga, don't nothing that.
Oh, wait. So your threesome had two dudes.
No, I've never had a threesome with two dudes. It's always been two women with me.
Yeah.
So then there's not a lot of discussion. I guess the only discussion for them is.
Well, you just said, well, what if it was a. Well, Rome said, what if it was a threesome? That would make it different. Like, I was like, my nigga, don't look.
Yeah, don't you?
I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
I would say whoever nutted second was.
That's the thing.
If I ever
did a threesome with another guy, I'm gonna go first. Yeah. I don't even want to lick this nigga.
I'm too old for that.
Yeah, I'm too old for that.
That's college stuff.
I've never done that. I've done it in my 30s. I didn't have a threesome to my
30s. The shish kebab?
No, I'm saying with another dude.
That's still a threesome.
Y'all ever shish kebabbed?
What was that?
What's that? What you talking about?
One of y'all's in the front, one of y'all's in the back.
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's college stuff. I don't want to be doing that in my 30s.
So you have?
No.
But I'm just saying, if I was,
I feel like he's out of backtrack.
It would have been
like
college.
I never shish
kebab. I don't even eat shish kebab. It's weird. If I know you two, if I see Ron, I'm gonna be laughing.
We're gonna be making jokes.
I would be soft sleeping.
I'm gonna be doing shit on purpose. I'm like, Pat, when we get done, we gotta write a skit.
We can work, bro.
She gonna be out of it because now I'm just gonna be trying to make him laugh.
I'm like, hey man, stop that.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey,
take my bucket.
Give me your bucket.
The hat switch.
We're too silly for that. We are
that
too
hat
silly.
Switch is crazy.
All right, pass me the keyboard. Let's make a beat.
We're
doing stupid. I'm gonna
play with the titties. You slap the booty with me. Let's go.
So she ain't got a sense of humor. Yeah.
And that has been another episode of Damn Internet. She's scary, man. I want to thank our special guests for coming through, man. We got
condom
Cam,
switch,
we got Rome
switch.
Here. From Condom Switch! Oh, all right. Yo.
I'm like, you dropped the packages off
Yo.
To the mailbox?
Oh. Shout out to Dormtainment. Cameron Rome, y'all want to tell them what they should look out for, what y'all got coming up?
Shady Side Up, man. Like you said, if you listen to this right now, you get 30% off with DIYS30. Make sure you check it out, www.shadysideup.com. Of course, Dormtainment Stories. We need to get more stories from Pat and to hear. Actually, we need to get more.
I got to get the okay from my wife before I say anything else on y'all podcast. Yeah.
We need to get some stories popping off. Check that out.
House.
Comedy Trap House.
Boss
every
talk.
Week. Boss Talk every week. So, yeah, man, go have fun, man. We got plenty to look at, man. Thank you guys for having us. You guys
check out the travel
phenomenal.
Vlog on Dormtainment if y'all want to see what we was talking about.
We're purposely not going to put it up. Kenan, don't put it up just so that they can go watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. There we'll put the link in the, here, put the Dormtainment's link to their YouTube in the description if you can, and that'd be great. So that way they can get that out.
Appreciate you.
As always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet. You're scary.
These chairs are squeaking.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.